Monday, the 9th of June, I'm Pat Dubois filling in for Clayton Croker, joining me on the line from SAS Tip. Always a pleasure to talk to Cody Osborne. Cody, how you doing today?
I'm good, Pat. Good to talk to you again.
Great to talk to you as well. And let's get to the cases. I know that we've got a couple to talk about here. Wadena, tell us what happened there in mid-May.
Yeah, so on May 13th, Wadena conservation officers got information that a pile of snow goose breasts were unlawfully dumped and left to waste. So officers responded to the scene and counted up the breasts and found 86 of them that were left to waste. So based on the stage of decomposition, the officers believe that the goose breasts were dumped sometime between May 10th and 12th. So this was found approximately 6 miles northwest of Quill Lake. Some evidence was collected, but the officers are needing the public's help finding who's responsible for this wastage.
This is where the public comes in. And I don't usually editorialize here, but that seems like just an outrageous amount of waste.
Yeah, so 86 breasts, that'd be 43 birds. I know the snow goose populations are doing quite well, but as ethical hunters, you know, we got to use the meat from the animals that we harvest. They're not just shoot to kill. They're supposed to be put to good use.
Absolutely. And I want to talk a little bit about moose jaw. You mentioned you got a case around moose jaw that you wanted to mention.
Yeah, I do. So on May 19th, moose jaw conservation officers were made aware of a small mesh gill net that was left along the shoreline of the Buffalo Pound Lake Dam in the provincial park. The gill net was left behind with some other garbage. So it's a little concerning that this gill net was found there because A, you need to be licensed to use a gill net if you're not a treaty person. But otherwise, you still can't impede more than two-thirds of any river or channel with a net. And to fish with a mesh size smaller than the legal size for the lake, or even possess a small mesh net within 500 meters of that water body is illegal. And just based on the location, you can't fish in any manner within 23 meters downstream of any dam or fishway, which where this net was found is within that as well. So again, officers were able to collect some evidence, but we need help finding who's responsible for leaving this net there.
And that's where we come in. Can you remind us again in the audience what the process is for people who might have some information?
Yeah, so if anyone has any information on these two cases or anything else or see something ongoing in the field, the quickest and easiest way to get a hold of a conservation officer is to call the Turn-In Poachers and Polluters Hotline, the tip line, at 1-800-667-7561. That's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You don't have to give us your name. If you do, it'll be kept completely confidential. And you may be eligible for a cash reward of up to $2,000. Or you can check us out on our Facebook page at SAS Tip and can send us a private message there. But the page is run by volunteers, so you might not get an immediate response.
Cody, thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you once again for all of the hard work that you do. Hopefully folks out in Saskatchewan will be able to help you put a wrap on these two cases.
Yeah, appreciate you helping us get the message out, Pat.